The Rancor's Brothel presents a Dungeons and Dragons campaign.
Out of the abyss.
We good, or was this another sound check?
He's totally not doing it. He's just listening to music now. Waiting to see how long it takes us to catch on. He's halfway through Stairway to Heaven.
Okay, so last time we had one of our party leave a little early, and he missed what happened at the end. So Matt Morik stayed out of the fungal mind meld thing, right? Held on to the sword.
Just not yet.
Don't remember any of this, right?
Nope.
Remember, okay. There was a whole, like...
You guys found Malveus. The Myconids said that they could help break the bond that was controlling him by going in mentally, and the rest of the party went in to try and break that connection.
Not a single thing you're saying is registering. I'm sorry.
It's a good story. Just listen to it.
I'm halfway believing that you're just fucking with me.
Well, Morik stood there and kept an eye on things, and are you and the sword talking? Are you wondering what's going on? What are you thinking?
I miss Ellen.
I have no fucking idea. I don't know.
Well,
are you asking me or Morik?
Morik. Yeah. What's going on?
Hey, sword, what's going on?
We're getting ready to throw a funeral party for Ellen.
Oh, what happened to her?
She ate it.
What'd she eat?
Something hot. Got her on the inside. It was mouth angry. She died.
Did she blow up?
Disintegrate?
I feel like she blew up.
Yeah, she blew up.
Okay.
Close enough, yeah. Kira and Nexus both wake up. Kira goes over, starts slapping L&L, trying to wake her up, and then a bright flash kind of engulfs L&L's head, and there's not much left of it.
Who's she trying to wake up?
L&L.
Who did L&L try to wake up?
L&L was still out.
Yeah.
Who's trying to wake L&L up?
I don't know. Third base.
Kira's got to be your bowl. I was reading my character sheet. I didn't know you were talking to me. Say my name when you're addressing me. Fuck stain.
He's been singularly addressing you this whole fucking time.
No, he hasn't.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
What?
Can we start over?
What the fuck is happening?
Is
this real life?
Okay. How much of that stuff have you been smoking? or are you back on the gummies?
God damn. It's those essential oils.
How I treat my anxiety is none of your fucking business.
I'm just curious.
Do you need to treat it now?
I'm fine. What the fuck are we doing?
Yes, that's audible.
And then once the bright flash and L&L's head's gone and everything like that, Malveus sits up.
Okay. Who was trying to wake L&L up?
Kira was.
That's the question I asked. Laughing at me. God damn it.
He literally said, Kira gets up and walks across and slaps L&L.
Are you serious? I just explained that like a minute ago.
Is temporary memory loss part of this whole...
Yeah, yeah. I'm playing the character.
No. I'm just talking about the gummies.
No.
So that's just a Matt thing.
I mean, it's been like...
Six or eight weeks?
8 weeks since I've played, for sure.
Something like that.
I don't fucking remember. I don't remember very good, like, between two sessions, let alone an eight-week period. And the last time we played was before Christmas. I think I had just made all those napkins. No?
No, it was after Christmas.
Okay, either way. So were you asking me a question?
No, I was relating what you missed at the end of the last session.
Fantastic.
So now you guys are all... Sitting in a circle or whatever, and Malveus is awake. He has a new facial scar, and...
Women love scars.
Go.
Kira would just pull the bed... I'm assuming our packs are around here somewhere.
Yeah.
Find some dignified way to cover up L&L,
you guys were what I was trying to do. You guys were in the middle of camping out for the night when the ooze thing attacked you.
What's the area that we're in? Is it fairly open? Is it...
Fairly open with large rock formations.
Okay. I guess Cairn is the next order of business. So I will get started on that.
Oh, yeah. As long as there's no liquor in it, give him whatever. I don't give a shit.
Just two, though. He's got to drive home.
So, yes, I will start building a cairn. Although Kira will sarcastically state to Malveus, I hope you're worth it.
I literally just, yeah.
This is an audio podcast. What's Malveus thinking in all of this?
And he has to think it in an Australian accent due to what we've been discussing on the Rancor's Brothel page.
Oi, ye bunch of cunts. And go.
Well, I don't remember if we discussed whether or not how cognizant I was of my actions.
You remember what was happening. You know that you were not specifically in control of what was happening, right, but you were present for it.
Like a passenger, essentially. I mean...
Kind of.
He was like Banner inside a Hulk.
That's probably a good comparison. Whoever was in control was utilizing your skills, but it wasn't... You weren't going after LNL and the rest of the group.
They were a specific set of skills.
Somebody wrote Harrison's sword on my sheet.
I made slight
adjustments. And under damage type, he wrote Hella.
I also forgot I did that.
But you son of a bitch, that's great.
I'm sorry.
Oh my god.
I didn't know what I couldn't do.
Oh, Jesus. Sorry. I was just sitting here like, I didn't have that many weapons before, did I? The fuck?
I got the best one. Harrison's sword.
Oh.
Check on here for anything else. I don't think I did anything else. I also don't remember doing the first thing, so.
When did I get aid?
I might have forgot the S.
There's a spell called Sed.
You fucking wad.
Your one-liners have to be about that much closer to the mic.
Gotcha.
Just FYI.
Well, Grady, like every girl I've dated, you're just going to have to deal with the length I got, man.
Understood.
Give her all 6 inches. He's just got to put it in 3 times to get there.
It doesn't help that you're dealing with acute angles, Josh.
Shoot.
We did discuss, though, that I'm aware that it was my sister that was the one that was controlling me or that
yes.
orchestrated this whole thing.
Yeah, she is the one who murdered you, and yeah. She is the one who brought you back and put you back into service.
Family, so, huh?
Like, I know him, right?
You guys were on a caravan together.
Yeah, and like yes. We went under the house and fought
yes.
spiders.
Yes.
Yeah.
You fucking remember that. A fucking year ago.
That transitioned into long-term session. Memory. It's the short-term issues.
That was before the gummies.
Same. Oh my god, you know what I'm thinking about? I think when we were playing back then, that's when I was only eating potatoes. Maybe my brain was just working better.
Probably. Just go back to potatoes.
Fuck off. Oh, so much fuck off. I ate 1.5 pounds of corn for lunch.
Rub some of that oil on it.
Well, hey, how you been, man?
That problem.
Long time no see. I thought you, you died or something.
Yeah, I did some of that.
Cool. Well, big gulps, huh?
Cleric impressed by someone brought back from dead.
Huh. So do you have like an apostle?
No.
Got enough friends you can play rugby? Need a whole team.
People you can play rugby.
hey, Rick. I think that dude's responsible for killing Ellen.
Rick?
Excuse me.
How do I know if you're talking to just me or are you talking out loud?
I haven't decided entirely. This time it's just you.
Okay. You have to do a hand signal.
Gotcha. This or this? This means just you. This means everyone.
Oh, great. Can I talk to you in my mind?
Yeah. That's how I communicate.
Okay, so I can respond in my head?
Yeah.
I don't know if you can respond in your head or not. Can he respond in his head? I don't think he can.
Well, that makes it funny.
I think you have to say it out loud.
No. Yes. It's just like your telepathy did not go two ways. The sword's telepathy does not go two ways.
Nice.
It's a way for the sword to communicate. But Morik does not have that ability.
I feel like you could, because that's how you spoke. Like, you very rarely...
So
you
like
very rarely
it would be back and forth.
Yeah, like, you very rarely speak.
So what you're saying is Matt's going to be rambling to himself a lot.
Yes. It's going to be fantastic.
So nothing's changed.
I'm just saying. I mean, we were hanging out. They went in the dream world or whatever it was they were doing. This guy shows up after she explodes into a ball of fire here. It's just him. Stand signal for just Rick. See, there has to be a different signal so the viewers
know.
There's
not an I in my name.
Well, the way I spelled it phonetically, there sure is.
Okay, it's more Rick.
Yeah.
More.
That's exactly how
it's spelled. M O R A U K.
Yeah, M O R E R I C K.
More Rick. You fucking idiot.
Don't worry. I've already worked out a few jokes where this is going to be appropriate.
Oh my God. The state let you pass the bar.
Then they licensed me to practice law. I'm in it for the lol. Anyway, Rick.
Wow. That's a good one.
That's a coincidence, right?
No, what's the coincidence? I'm sorry. I'm stuck in my own world now.
Our beloved Ellen dies, and Homeboy just shows up.
Yeah, did you, download, a Cylon?
You're not playing the orc anymore.
Oh, sorry. No anachronisms. So, can only one of you live while the other one survives, or whatever they said in Harry Potter?
So we can get Ellen back?
Hey.
Malvaeus wasn't there for the conversation. You guys were...
I know. I'm pissed off. I'm literally building a
grave.
Yes, I'm building a grave because I know these assholes will take weeks to decide to do it. So
why did LNL's head click cave in, guys? Anybody?
She's gone, mate.
Yeah, no, but why? If a big spider bites you, then I'm going to know that probably what killed you.
It kind of was.
Is Nexus reticent about telling the story, or does Lucas not remember?
No, ooh. I do remember.
Ooh.
Now.
Okay.
Good question.
He doesn't really know how to explain it, shortly. Like, he doesn't want... Nexus would not want to relive this entire conversation again.
As I am...
as appalling as it was. Morik turns slowly towards Kira and says, anything?
As she's carrying a huge stone, she should have stabbed the fucking bitch.
Hey, she'd have had you too.
Stab Elenel?
The bitch. The big bitch.
Right.
Nexus does one of these things with his hand that nobody at home can see.
Nexus does one of these.
Matt doesn't remember what day of the week it is.
Yeah.
Fuck you, you piece of shit. You're getting a little far, bananas. Let's go.
Yeah. He does the spider thing.
The dead spider. Okay.
Yeah.
So you have a Lolf? 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 Right?
Nexus just sort of kneels down so he can start praying to his...
Well, you're just... all being so super helpful with the explanations. Okay.
A little forlorn.
Well, I'll just start gathering rocks, I guess.
Okay, anything besides grave building tonight?
Not on my agenda.
Did she have anything that we needed to take? I can't remember what she had on her.
I'm not taking her shit.
Magical items and such?
Not really.
Gold, that would help. Oh, wait, it's all party.
Yeah, it's all party. Forget.
She had the stone speaker crystal.
Right.
Potion of water breathing.
That might be useful.
That's useful.
Write it down, Lucas.
Any magic stuff we'll take, I guess. Aside from that.
A potion of hill giant strength. Yeah, strength.
Strength.
Good job.
It's a different type of potion. It's strengther.
You had a +2 short sword, didn't you? That came from the drow in Neverlight Grove.
No.
No?
He does.
He gave that to me when he got the light sword.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Which I can't use. I just have it.
In between the rock carrying, if you're assisting Matt, Kira will tell Morik that basically we went to the demon web pits and she made a deal with Loth to free Malvaeus at the cost of her own life.
Well, that was fucking stupid.
Some would say it's fucking noble.
Okay. I'm sure Malvaeus says that, but meanwhile, I think it's stupid. What do we need him for?
Because our DM wanted to get rid of the broken character.
Oh, I didn't even make that connection. We're significantly weaker as a group. Oh, fuck beans.
Yeah, what level is Malvaeus?
Same level.
You'd probably be better off handing him that sword back.
Oh, yeah, you can use that, right?
What?
The plus two short sword?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll give it back
to you. Do you need anything?
Lucas is not going to stab things with a sword.
Right.
I can't use it, so.
It's just plus two to attack and damage.
Yeah, plus two attack and damage.
It is fifth edition. It's not just plus two. It's significant.
Oh, boy.
So any other rearranging magic items, anything?
I mean, yeah, who wants does anybody want that crystal? Who's got good investigational?
Investigation?
Sadly, Matt, I bet.
I had zero.
Mine's only a plus one, so.
I guess I'll just keep it then.
That's fine.
Okay. Keep that too.
I'm barking up the wrong tree over here.
Dude, Rick, he's even looting her body. I'm just saying.
They were engaged. It's all right.
Yeah, yeah, but I mean, we've all seen Lifetime movies, right? We know what happens in marriages. Isn't that what Gone Girl's about? I haven't seen that movie.
What? Did you say Gone Girl?
I haven't seen the movie. Isn't that what that's about?
Pretty much, yeah, yeah.
It's about looting dead bodies.
Yeah, but that one chick, like, trying to kill Batman.
And you've got the cloak.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So the night goes smooth. You guys get your grave built, everything like that. Something will tear through it and eat her remains later.
It'll stop it for a little while.
And the next day, Darendil has been quarantined from everyone else. And Morik was going to rememorize his spells and heal him.
Mm-hmm.
Is that still the plan?
Yeah.
Okay.
What spell did I need? Greater? No.
No, you need to remove curse.
Remove curse.
The whole magic weapon or items thing again, you're only limited to ones that you attune to, right?
Correct. Yes, you can only be attuned to three items at once. Right now, I believe you're only attuned to the crystal.
Yeah, the sword wouldn't count.
Right.
And the cloak wouldn't count cloak unless it's a very special cloak.
You guys would see it. It's a very fine spider silk cloak.
Yep.
Okay.
Just make sure when and where you use it.
The hell kind of cloak do you think it is?
I don't know.
All right, removing curse.
I'm sowing false news, Jeff.
Okay. All right. Darendil is off on his own, away from everyone else. Is anybody else going to do this with Morik? Or is Morik going to do his prayers and stuff over Darendil on his own?
I mean, it's instantaneous, so.
Yeah, I'm sure whatever effect that horrible thing that you summon out of him when you try and cure him will definitely be instantaneously slitting your throat.
It's like that Twilight.
I forgot what was in him. I'm sorry. I don't know what I'm doing.
The spore stuff.
When you get up to him, he's basically in the back of the wagon, kept away from everyone else. Nobody wants him around the Myconids or anything like that because they don't want the spores crossing over.
Okay.
You can see fungal growth on him, bits of mold growing in his fur and everything.
Like the weasels?
Kind of, yes.
Okay.
More mold and less bloody whatever, yeah. You go through the motions, you pray over him, you do your spell, it goes off, and you instantly see the bits of mold falling off and things like that, and a clarity comes over him that you haven't seen before. And it takes him a minute, but he looks up at you, and you're pretty sure you've never seen a Quaggoth cry. And he says, in undercommon, in a very gravelly, rough voice, "You have no idea what you've taken from me." And roll for initiative.
Oh. I thought he was crying happy tears.
Do we all need a roll?
Nobody else is there.
We'll give it a second. Matt got a good roll.
19.
Don't forget your Harrison sword bonus.
It's just confidence.
Everybody else, go ahead and roll.
It's just confidence.
You said everybody?
Yep. 13.
19.
High five.
Cody got a fifth.
I see it. Okay. He's going to come up off the bed of the wagon at you. Claws, teeth, everything like that.
He rolled better than you.
Apparently so.
Or Jeff's cheating.
Well, it's not that... It's not that he rolled better, but there was no, there's nothing going
go
on until...
Go on. Go on.
Does there's he, nothing going on in combat until Darendil does something.
Does he make a roaring sound that we all hear him from?
Make a perception check.
Matt probably makes a screaming sound when teeth enter his throat.
14.
Okay. 19, Matt.
I have 19 armor class.
You have 19 armor class.
You have shield if you want to use it.
Would I be expecting this enough, though? Like, I don't think shield could be used as a reaction. I mean,
he told you that he was pissed off.
Literally,
this character is stupid. And on top of that, I thought he was happy. Like,
did
I took something bad.
Did you roll your good evil today?
Hey, I would give you.
I'm good.
I would give you an insight check.
20?
20? Yeah, you know it. You see it coming.
Shield!
I mean, like, if you can use shield to, like, deflect things that are, like, bolts and magic, like, you can use it for just about anything.
So I have an armor class 24.
How many times are you rolling over there, homie?
It's probably claw biting me, right?
Yeah. Yep.
Oh, baby, a triple.
What'd you say it makes your armor class?
24.
Okay, he bounces off of the shield that you create. You've held him at bay. It would be your turn.
While screaming for help, I draw Harrison's sword. and I slash at him.
Do we have to worry about proficiencies in this encounter?
Matt is proficient with all martial weapons.
Oh.
Because of Forged Domain. Yeah.
Fifth dead.
But I don't have the stats. I just have hella written down.
Yeah. That's all you need.
So,
just roll the 20, man.
Oh, yeah.
It's a D8 plus 2D6.
What?
A D8 plus 2D6.
Oh, baby.
Are you sure?
Pretty sure.
Sure. I don't have that much written down. I got my stats.
Josh is just writing down jokes.
Yeah. Hearing and perception range, hella. Weapon type, awesome.
Okay, well, I'm swinging with my pork sword.
Woo. I'm looking up your sword.
Hang on.
Because it's a...
D8 plus D6.
It's a long sword that you can use as a short sword, or vice versa.
Yes, finesse weapon.
Oh, 1D8. I'm sorry, not 2D6. So it does 2d8 per attack.
2d8, yeah.
D8 from a longsword, d8 extra radiant damage. And it's a plus 2 weapon, so plus 2 to hit and damage.
Yeah.
2d8 plus 2.
Like I said, hella.
Plus whatever you're using, though.
Yeah.
Stref, probably.
Harrison Sword.
Okay. You should definitely make, you should definitely write down a bunch of Harrison Ford one-liners and use them appropriately.
Get off my plane!
There we go. That'll just be the...
Get off my dwarf!
No, it's just this plane of existence, because we're dealing with spirits.
Beautiful.
Get off my plane.
Yeah, material's a little bit too long. Mm-hmm. Get off my material plane!
If I cut Darendil open, you know what to say, right?
I'll think of something. Okay. Yeah, we got this.
Okay.
See if I remember.
Going for the hit. 12, and then my attack bonus is 6.
Roll with advantage.
Oh, baby. I knew I liked this guy.
Oh, no. Oh, never mind.
Advantage would be 23 to hit.
Yeah.
Yes. That'll hit.
With,
you need to make sure you realize one of the damage types is different, so you probably want to tell him that.
They're both radiant.
Yeah.
They are both radiant?
Radiant.
Sorry.
Okay. 9, 10, 11 radiant damage.
11 radiant damage. Okay.
It's not a bad round. We'll do more damage.
Troy.
Keep swinging.
At this point, you hear a roar, you hear combat, you hear more calling for help.
Well, you probably heard shield first.
That's my purse.
Shield!
I just like the idea
that's the verbal component to that spell is just to yell shield.
Just like the idea that we're following, they got the follow cam on the bolt as it's flying towards you, and you're just like, shield!
That's Fabre's tactic for alerting the party. Alarm! Alarm! It's good.
How far away is he?
You're probably 20, 30 feet away. Something like that.
Okay. Yeah. So then I'll...
But they are inside the wagon.
They're what?
They're inside the wagon.
Inside the wagon. Ew.
I mean, the wagon's not covered, right? So
we'll say it is.
Why would you have a covered wagon? All That's right. to keep the sun out.
Yeah, I don't think we ever have.
So. Fucking wad.
It's not like you can't see him.
It's not fucking covered.
Cody said it's like a Conestoga.
Isn't the Oregon Trail.
Yeah, Conestoga wagon.
Right, but the... We no, no, because we had the thing.
It's
where
to
we're
keep falling
sneak up
rocks off.
In a
you
way.
Have you have caverns
the fabric
all
to keep
over
the fucking falling rocks with a piece of fucking leather. It's from a big wagon spider.
Floor. It's covered in sheet metal. Sure, yeah. Make it harder.
Ding 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 ding. Just rocks.
My turn's over. What are you looking at?
I'm waiting for Troy.
I know she looked at me expectantly.
Yeah, that's how I keep my face in front of the mic. Is it slightly this angle I'm sitting this way that keeps me square?
It keeps him.
I mean,
on
is
edge.
It gonna is it gonna take like extra movement to get inside the wagon, or?
We'll say 30 feet of movement to get over to the wagon to see inside.
Okay, I'll just.
You ever see those funny videos where somebody tips the outhouse their friends in? Just curious. Unrelated to this, I wouldn't want you to do that to the Harrison sword holder, but.
I don't have. Well, my strength's okay. No, I'll just I'll shoot a longbow inside.
Okay. He's gonna have some cover, but
okay.
Get a mulberry.
That's not great.
Roll with advantage.
Oh, hold up.
Hold up.
What else should I be adding to that?
Plus your
it's finesse.
Strength. It's finesse. So it's strength.
You could do dex.
Yeah, but you're sure.
Yeah. Right, so. I'm sorry. It was another 3 damage. My bad.
Okay. Woo! 14.
Oh, that's a crit 20.
Oh, baby.
Cool.
Thanks for the advantage.
Nice.
So we're just straight up killing this dude you guys have been traveling with?
That's kind of how we roll.
I would like to subdue him, I suppose.
Well,
I
you're about say. To subdue the hell out of him with that.
I just want
to
get him to zero. I'll keep him alive.
I wondered if he had calm emotions memorized. But...
So is it the second one?
Nope. Whatever it looks like
it's
piercing.
Negative Ghost Rider.
I don't
is it
know.
A bow, or what's the picture of?
Kinda, I can't really tell. I'm
oh just spectacles on.
Well,
somebody
you know,
bought you glasses.
Again, if somebody would buy a fucking lamp to light this damn room.
You got him with the neck wound, triple damage.
Okay, let's go with that.
If only we have these devices with little lights in them.
Straight up turkey neck wound, triple damage.
Turple damage, turple.
Made of spare parts, there ain't you, bud?
Oh hell!
So that's 1-8.
He has been subdued.
15. 18 plus 4, so 22.
22 damage?
It's a pretty good shot.
That is.
Right in the neck.
Okay.
Straight in the neck. I actually have an extra attack.
Get him.
So I'm gonna do that.
Okay.
Subdue him harder.
Don't kill him!
Am I subdue being him with detained?
Subdue him with the pointy end.
Yeah. Well, none of those are very good. That's only a 14.
Nope, that'll miss.
Did you really do this so we got rid of the psionic?
I just presented an idea, and Troy's like, yeah, I kind of like that idea. Cody.
With my 5?
Get him.
I had a 13.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah.
I mean, I'll go before Lucas, but...
Lucas, go.
I kind of want them to kill him before it gets to me.
If I can get there and apparently open the flap that suddenly exists on this wagon and throw a... This thing at him, I'll do that.
You know we're on.
In fairness, yeah, he said a Conestoga wagon. I've always imagined the wagon we've been using has been covered.
Yeah, I never have.
Nope. I always
you would have if it was convenient for you.
No, because we were leaping out of it in battle earlier. Like,
people were in the wagon watching us fight earlier, so.
Because I flipped it.
Apparently it has windows.
Yeah.
I flipped it. We used it as a barricade. Because the cloth top
that's probably not gonna
does
hit.
Not
it's
protect
not,
you.
It's metal.
Yeah. But a 12 doesn't hit, does
We've
it?
We've established now.
12
it's
does not
10.
Hit.
Okay, I missed.
Then it goes to Cody.
Get him, Thundercats.
Actually, I'm sorry. Darrendale would go before you.
Okay. Good luck, Matt.
So you got that. How long does your shield last?
I do it again if he hits me.
That's a 25.
Hit him anyway.
Not wasting the shield, just hit me.
I just like the idea that he yells, shield! And you see him just claw right through the thing.
Shield harder!
Fuck! 14 damage.
Okay.
24
damage?
No, to hit.
If you hit, yeah.
He's going reckless.
13 damage?
Yeah, okay. 27, keep going.
19. Not gonna shield?
No. Nope,
okay.
Go ahead.
All right, it is deep.
That one's 9.
Okay, 36.
I'm starting to think Harrison Sword is bad luck.
Yeah. I don't disagree. Don't forget about piercing swords' healing properties.
What?
He makes you feel better. Don't you feel better already? Nope. See, it helped a little.
Ow, you fucking prick! I tried to help you! Stab.
Okay.
I think it's Cody's turn first.
Yes, it is. Cody.
Can I see this combat going on from where I'm at?
You can probably see the wagon and its metal top rocking.
So we did decide it is a metal and not a cloth top?
He wanted to complain about a cloth top, so we'll make it metal.
I
had a thing.
I was just going to shoot at the shadows and let you decide what happened with my
guy roll.
But
now it's a metal roof. That's not going to do anything.
Yeah.
Unless, what kind of metal is it made out of? Perhaps the iron on his arrowheads or is more dense and it would poke through.
Look, you're thinking short term here. You're a forge cleric who has just been given a 10 by 10 square of metal.
Yeah, you can totally make that into whatever the fuck you want.
Yeah, but it takes like an hour. I can't just excuse me, metal alchemist, go.
Excuse me, Mr. Quaggoth. Please stand right there for the next hour.
Mr. Quaggoth.
Bring my trap.
Maybe.
Not anymore.
That's what I figured.
Yeah.
I really just want to go up there and throw in a flask of acid and see what happens.
It is definitely a move.
It is definitely a move.
Yeah, I will run up and push Lucas out of the way so I
can... Well, actually, I will say this. At this point, you guys don't have any idea who attacked who.
You make a fair point.
I yelled help.
That's true, he did.
I didn't say help, you kill this bastard. I screamed for help and then shield.
You also said you didn't kill Bepito.
I didn't. It's an this even
also,
day. I did
also,
it.
This is also why I know if I fire an arrow, I got a 50-50 chance of hitting somebody that's important. You said I'm... How far away am I, Jeff?
We'll say 30 feet.
Sure. I will go... I'll go and push Lucas out of the way so I can hold the metal curtain back. I'm imagining it's a hanging chain.
The metal curtain.
Iron curtain, man. Come on.
That's too easy. Too easy.
On this side, we share everything.
Yeah, I'll try and take a swing with my glaive then.
Okay.
Glaive.
That's what I'm using. If you're asking me if I want advantage, I don't.
You get advantage because he's attacking.
I know. Closely. I know. I'm making sure that that's the reason why I'm getting advantage. 18, two 12s.
18 will hit.
What is that? That's a strength roll, isn't it? I don't imagine a Quaggoth is going to fail a strength roll.
Not with an attitude like that. Come on.
We will do that. D10 plus D8. Matt can move up to half for free.
Yeah, I have 6 hit points. I am backing the fuck up. You said half?
Yeah.
What's half of 25? Can I go 15?
You can go 10. Be
10. Okay. Backing up 10 feet then.
That's 11 damage.
Okay.
And I will take my defensive stance.
Okay.
And tell him don't do it.
You got another attack.
I know. I'm not going to use it.
Okay.
I'm going to tell him not to do it.
Troy.
Because I'm assuming he's pretty bloodied, yes?
Oh, yeah. He's pretty rough. But he looks like he's not taking as much damage as you would think.
I've played this class before.
Yeah.
You've played a Quaggoth before? Yeah.
We've done
right
some...
after Bard in the PHB. Or before it.
As I say.
It's before.
Yeah, you don't have to have a high intelligence to play it.
Yeah.
Troy, is it my turn?
Yes.
Well, I was reading this thing. It's happening every time. It seems kind of crazy.
What?
So I chose Horizon Walker.
Mm-hmm.
And it says, as a bonus action, essentially, choose a creature. Next time you hit, you do an extra D8. But, like, I do that every single time?
Yes, but it takes your bonus action.
Yeah.
What the fuck are you?
A stranger.
Ranger danger.
Yeah.
I guess technically that's works better in my favor.
Coco move.
All right. Probably watch that 98,000 times.
I will.
Good.
It looks good.
Climb into the wagon.
Okay.
And try to hit Bepito again. Or not Bepito. Who am I attacking?
How many different Darren party Dale. Members are you guys going to kill?
Yes.
Darren
yes.
Dale. It's Darren Dale.
I don't know that I've been responsible for one of these deaths yet.
Well, step up your game, man.
I don't know who this guy is. All I know, he's attacking a guy that I do know.
That is the most sound
that
logic.
I will. That yeah. flies. Yeah. That's not bad, man.
Yeah. Malveus would have a great deal of experience with Quaggoths and knows that they can be completely feral.
Yeah. 19 to hit.
That'll hit.
Do you have advantage again?
I would have advantage.
I also am not 100% sure when Josh wrote the stats for Harrison's sword on my little note card, but I appreciate it.
Oh, yeah.
What
do I have
to yours?
Man, I am doing...
Oh, I'm
dying. Who plays Harrison's sword?
Mike Myers. Hella cool, super smart dude. That's not... I wrote on their stuff. Let me know.
That would be...
He like left little
Easter 9 damage.
When you come over to play Tomb, I'll just give you the access to the character damage? Sheets.
Okay.
Offhand.
Can you do that if you did your thing?
Nope.
No, I didn't do my thing.
Oh, you didn't. Okay.
20 to hit. Not so great. 8 damage.
He will drop.
Huzzah. How about the...
Coup d'etat.
What the fuck was that about?
Did you tell us?
Self-defense.
I don't know. Like, he got all cleared up. The fungus all... The mold fell off of him. And he looked like... You know how he always looked kind of like weird? Like wonky? You know what I'm... Anybody?
Yeah,
I'm talking to myself. When I talk to Lucas, it's hard to tell. Like, you know how he always looked like he wasn't playing with a full deck?
Yeah.
That melted away. He looked like he was completely aware of everything, and he was pissed.
Are you gonna let him bleed to death in the cart there, or...?
I don't know. I think I might, if he's gonna not stop hitting me.
Maybe we should think about taking this covering down.
Yeah, I think I could feel like I could use that metal to do something.
Maybe next time we can see it happen.
It's a big ladder. 50 but feet
it's,
of ladder.
But it's attached. It's attached to the wagon, so yep. You can just move.
Yeah,
you can make it into
like a ballista.
You make it into a cage.
battering ram.
There you go. Yeah,
I don't know. Does anybody have any reason why I should let this guy live or wake him up or whatever?
I don't know this man. So
you got two more rounds to decide.
You tell me.
I just want to say thank you for the save there, Mr. Mulvaeus.
I just wanted to hit something.
Once you staunch,
I am glad we could accommodate you.
You just staunch the bleeding, and then you question him after you tie him up.
I know how to do this. I just
do you?
Harrison's sword here.
I just don't know if there's any information from a guy that we need.
I will attempt medicine to keep him from bleeding to death, Jeff, since the cleric is, as usual, useless.
Okay.
You leave Maury alone.
Hang on.
I decided it's Maury instead of Rick.
One more.
Is that better?
I like that better.
Okay.
Maury,
got it. Maury Tobin.
That's a critical failure on that check there.
You just jam your fingers into the wound.
Like, is that you're trying to do the thing from Pearl Harbor where you put your finger in the vein, but yeah, you just butt-fucked him with your finger.
So I'm going to guess me jamming my fingers into the wound and opening it were not helpful.
That would cause the third failed death saving throw.
I tried.
Let's get over.
Okay. Well, I guess we'll just move on here.
I stand up, and as I walk past Morik, Kira wipes the blood on him.
Urukai. And he just symboled you.
No. I push her. For being a cunt.
I kill Matt.
Hey, Harrison's sword's on his side. You better watch out.
I push her. She's not going to disrespect me right now. Fuck her attacked me. Of course I didn't heal him.
I thought you rolled good today.
I did. I am a wartime fucking cleric. This is an enemy. Not healing him. Why would I stab a thing and then want to heal it?
Information, maybe.
What information is he going to have that I would need? He's been with us since...
Fucking anything?
Okay.
You know, maybe what's going on? You don't know. The Healy guy doesn't know.
Are you talking as Kira? Because I'm not using the voice.
Yes. You're a fucking idiot.
Is Kira calling Matt an idiot?
Yes.
A lot of layers to this onion.
You're going to ask me an or question and the answer is yes.
Yeah, just fuck off.
Okay, was that Matt or Morik?
Yeah, it was Matt. That was Morik.
Okay. Because it wasn't in the voice.
It was in the voice. It was quiet.
Just clarify.
He didn't want me to hear it. He wanted to say it.
But
with
no,
six
I push
points,
her.
He didn't want to hear it.
When she wipes blood on me, I do the boys in the locker room push.
Okay.
Tell her to fuck herself.
Maybe I could have saved him. I'm sorry. Maybe I could have healed him if you hadn't just, you know, finger-fucked his wound.
You're doing a great job.
Can somebody else attempt medicine even though he failed a medicine roll?
No, it was the third death saving
throw. No, while you guys kept talking and arguing and everything, yes. I was rolling death saving throws.
Yes. Oh. That he was bleeding out on the floor. Three. That was why I tried to jump on him and save him.
Oh.
Because he's like literally like buckets of blood are pouring out of him as we're standing there going, hey, what are we doing?
Can I get one last attempt? I didn't realize that. I had to pee.
Okay. You guys are back on the road, right? Anything else you need to do?
I'm going to heal myself a couple times. I am super low.
You could probably squeeze in a short rest before you go if you want.
Okay. Yeah, let's do that.
Spend some hit dice. Or ride in the wagon.
And so you could short rest in the wagon on our way, right?
Yeah.
Under the metal awning, yes.
What do I add?
Metal.
Constitution, right?
Yes.
Modifier, okay.
And you can spend as many of those as you want. You guys haven't done much short resting.
No. You get half as many back on a long rest, so.
Yeah, I'll stay there for now. All right, I'm good.
Okay.
Bumping along, talking to my sword.
That afternoon, you guys hit a spot where Jim Jar tells you that you need to split with the Myconids because you're heading it. They are starting to head away from Svirfneblin territory. Is there anything?
Were they guiding us?
No, you guys were sharing
okay.
a path.
Okay.
You knew that eventually you would split ways with them, but.
Yeah.
Is there anything that you guys want to do with them before they're gone?
I feel like Nexus should have like a really heartfelt goodbye.
Why? Stool's dead. He let him
Stool
die.
Stool died a long
Stool
time
died?
Ago.
When did Stool die?
Stool got sucked into the, what the f*** was that thing?
Shambling Mounds.
The Shambling
Mounds.
Yeah,
Mounds. Nobody wanted to go in there.
Pooped out. Yeah, he died. I did that when after it happened.
Somebody stood
him,
at the door.
I handed him off to, what's your name? So that's already happened.
All right, well.
They've probably eaten him by now.
Morik heals Darendil.
Were you taking an event of note or notes of the events? Or?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm trying to decide how many of these characters you've killed. Because it's a number.
I got your back, Mori. I saw him. He came out of nowhere.
To be fair, I think he was one of those characters that died.
How does that make that any better?
It doesn't, I'm just saying.
Clerics have the death domain as an option. They don't all have to heal. Right to die, man. Are we in the right state for that?
Do you guys have anything that you want or need to do with the Myconids before they're gone?
No.
Thank you for all your help.
God, what's the name again?
Basidia?
Basidia.
Basidia.
I will try and ask her privately.
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen anyone who's been cured of this before?
Been cured of what?
The Quaggoth that the cleric healed.
No, he's the first one that I've seen cured of it.
Would you have any idea why he would react that way?
No, but I would give Kira an insight check if she's really thinking about it.
Because Jeff makes a really, really good point. See, insight, of course, one of my best skills being the fighter. That'd be a 12, Jeff.
A 12? The sounds are the...
Can I hear her asking?
No, because this would be a mental conversation. Mm. Basidia would have to poof. You heard Darendil roar. You heard the sounds of combat. You heard things that Darendil would have been saying during combat. It was a different voice.
Right.
Darendil, up until then, had been speaking perfect, flowing Elven.
Right, but it doesn't make any sense to me. If Darendil was being affected by Fungus Queen, like, why an elf? That doesn't make any sense. Is there any bit of elf in their lore? Is she supposed to be an elven matron or something? You know what I mean? Like,
Darendil wasn't showing any signs of fungal infestation before that.
Okay.
So can the remove curse removed the original curse.
Remove curse removes every curse.
Okay. Not just the fungus thing.
So not only
and
did
you Nexus remove it. Found out a long time ago that you could remove curse to remove the demonic madness from a creature.
Okay. So chances are the only reason why he thought he was an elf was demonic madness is sort of what I get in line of thinking.
That's a very insightful thought.
Gotcha. Okay. Okay. That was all. That just didn't make a lot of sense to me.
Okay.
I wish her well. I appreciate the insight. Tell her it may have prevented another death.
She says that the connection that she has shared with you and Nexus and Malveus will link you guys. There's a little bit of her in you now. And
do you guys have a cuckold?
I still don't.
Damn you.
That was the reason I said it. I looked at Lucas when I said it.
That's why I looked at you earlier when I said it.
And that if you reach out mentally, you should be able to contact me. And if you, if I can help you, I will.
What's the fucking range on this?
I don't know. I've not had this kind of a connection with many softers.
The lovers. The dreamers.
Wait, the other leader is still alive. The other guy's still alive too, right?
The one
that was trying to marry or the queen or whatever?
No, he was not trying to marry the queen.
Remember, the queen was trying to marry the gigantic mushroom.
That's right. But he was trying to facilitate the thing.
Yes.
Gotcha. Okay.
Haha, you're in dog jail.
It's where he wants to be, so. Once you're on the inside, it's hard to adjust to civilian life. It's just more.
Otherwise, like Morgan Freeman, you can contemplate hanging yourself. Okay. I appreciate the help. I'm sorry we couldn't do more for your people.
You've done more than you know.
It doesn't feel like it.
Anything else before you guys are gone? All good? No? All right, Jim Jar takes over leading you guys because he will point out signs along the way. There are glyphs carved into walls every once in a while. You are heading closer to Blingdenstone.
Glyphs? What kind of glyphs?
You don't speak Gnomish.
Fact. I have a couple questions for like Jim Jar or the twins.
Yeah.
No, I don't.
I don't know much about Deep Gnome society, but are we going to be more welcome than... like when we were with the dwarves, or are we gonna,
nope.
Are you guys gonna be nicer, or do you have more slaves, or just how does it work?
We don't have slaves.
Okay, see?
Indentured servants.
We're gonna put that in the pro column.
You see?
We're just completely xenophobic.
A lot less so than we used to be.
A lot less xenophobic?
A lot less xenophobic, yes. Okay. The Deep Gnomes used to be completely isolated.
Right.
Jeff doesn't remember the bits of history, but at one point they went to Mithril Hall and helped fight off the drow.
That was one of the things that I was going to roll, is because we're getting closer to the place with the thing, Jeff.
Blingdenstone?
No, I know we're getting closer to Blingdenstone, but Blingdenstone is closer to Gauntlegrim, yes?
Not really.
I thought that's where we were headed after Blingdenstone.
You're hoping.
Damn it.
Remember part one.
65 fucking episodes through this. I just want to go to one damn place.
I want to go to Gauntlegrim too after reading that fucking book. It sounded cool.
Nexus walks up to Morik and tucks his holy symbol behind his breastplate for him. Remember that. Because they don't like that guy.
I smack his hand for touching my god symbol.
Which one?
The one I can't remember. Lucas can't remember which was the bad one. But I know that they didn't particularly care for one of them.
Oh, no, that was the Durgar that didn't like
Morik. I thought the Deep Gnomes did as well.
No, the Deep Gnomes actually...
The Deep Gnomes are atheists, which is really weird because there's proof of a god in this world.
No, the Deep Gnomes are not atheists.
It makes it a real choice.
Yeah. Like, you really got to push for that one.
It's like...
you can meet him. Hey. Like, we might talk to Wolf.
Hey, God. Can you, hey homie,
Moradin. Or it's me, Morik.
Can you give me the ability to shape metal without actually doing anything? Blah, God exists.
Good.
Okay, so you know what Mithril Hall is. It's one of the Dwarven Holds.
Okay.
The Deep Gnomes went and helped them fight off the Drow.
Right.
The Drow really
Which
didn't...
is a fight that Kira was in.
No. She was retaking Gauntlegrim. This was years ago. This was like a century ago.
Lord of the Rings times. This was more like Hobbiton times.
After the Deep Gnomes went and
what the fuck do you think happened to all the humans that killed Smaug? They're all fucking dead. Nerd.
It wasn't that far apart in time. I mean, it was like
his 110th birthday?
111th.
Okay. So how old was he at the time that they went?
Like 32.
Okay. How many humans you think at the age of roughly 30 in a medieval society survived to be 111?
I mean, like the average lifespan would have been like 65.
Right. That's my point.
Okay.
So that's what I'm saying. This battle took place 150 odd years ago, which for the Deep Gnomes is recent. For the Dwarves is recent. For mankind, not so much.
Okay. But still, it's much greater than what you were saying with Hobbiton. Okay.
Meow. Please continue explaining for Nephilim society.
After they went and helped defend Mithril Hall, the drow went and destroyed Blingdenstone. The deep gnomes were routed. They fled to Mithril Hall. They've lived there for over a century. The reclamation of Blingdenstone was the playtest for 5e. It's a fairly recent thing. This is still rebuilding.
Yes. I think I know what you're talking about.
They're allies to two surface races.
Cool. That sounds good.
They're suspicious. They are... You're not going to be the top of their list when you get there, but you'll be welcome.
Okay. Nobody's going to buy me a drink, but they're also not going to stab
me. No, they'll probably buy you a drink.
Oh.
But they'll spit in it.
Oh, that's fine.
But they...
Does this look like spit to you?
I mean, how welcome would I be?
Ooh. You're going to be a challenge. Any specific questions about Blingdenstone or Gnome Society? Jim Jar, Topsy, and Turvy are all willing to talk.
Before they get brutally murdered by Matt.
Are there a lot of were-rats?
Let's not mention that, okay?
So that's not like a thing we should talk about at all while we're in the Blingdenstone.
We would prefer that.
Okay, your secret is safe with me.
Jim Jar looks at him cross-eyed, but...
Kira could not roll her eyes any harder.
How many days did it take us to get the Blingdenstone?
Jim Jar will look at the two of them and say, I know that you guys said that you were attacked and everything like that, but I don't remember you from the settlement. You didn't come there with us.
I mean, maybe they did, but maybe they were all like...
No, the were-rats are survivors from the original city.
Oh, neat.
At least the natural-born ones are. There's a few who have been attacked, but I don't remember them being one of them.
Well, you know, I mean, you're a survivor, guys, and I'm just damn glad to know you. I don't know what the f*** to say.
Good cover, man.
Shut up.
It's a good thing.
Shut up, pork sword.
It's a good thing you can't get a full moon underground.
I just love the Matt the thought that Matt is just screaming out loud, "Shut up, pork sword!" to no one in particular.
I just punched. Glad to know you. Shut up, pork sword. Oh, if there was some kind of fight and I had to use my weapon,
that's me,
the light up weapon. Will that hurt any deep gnomes? Will there be any?
They're not
any
plants.
Fallout?
I don't even think they have some
the
light
shininess.
Sensitivity.
Okay. No photosensitivity that we know.
Dude, I'm like,
is it lit in the Blingdenstone?
Lit all the time.
Whoa!
God, I miss Ellen.
Maybe you should have defended her better.
Hey, that is a touchy subject, Maury. How long do you think it'll take before Harrison Sword can convince Maury that he's just one of his personalities and has never been a cognizant sword the entire time?
Oh my god, that would be fucking great.
That's my end
game. I want that to be a thing that he rolls on. Please, God.
You know,
like in my line of work, I was telling a friend at work, like, hey, I'm going to go play Dungeons & Dragons tonight. They're like, oh, that's cool. I used to play in high school. What are you playing? I'm like, a dwarf with dysphoric identity disorder. And they're like, really? That's a thing? I was like, no, not normally.
But it was funny. So I told Schroeder the episode, he's getting ready to edit the first episode that Josh is in. I said, I don't know what the sound quality will be like because we're using different mic setup. You're kind of sitting in an awkward position. So I'm like, okay, we'll try and monitor it and let me know so we can make edits, because we make changes as we go along. And he was like, so Jeff invited a fifth player, huh? And I'm like, no. He's like, is he playing one of Matt's identities? And I'm like, no, but that's really brilliant.
That'd make for an interesting character, wouldn't it?
Like, literally, you make a roll, and, like, you just get up and leave the room, and Josh comes in and sits down, having no idea what's going on and just does it.
Why is there the sound of paper shredding in the first series, or the first episode where he takes over? He just shredded the character sheet. Completely different character.
Is there light in Blingdenstone?
Yes.
Okay.
Anytime.
So our human will be okay?
Yep. Everything's well lit.
I have goggles of night.
Well... The inhabited areas are well lit.
Are there any other residents besides Svernephilim? Is there any regular, you know, like the Darrow and
no.
What have you? Okay.
No, it's all deep gnomes and a bunch of earth elementals and things like that.
I said
earth elementals.
I think they're pretty xenophobic, actually.
They Less so since they've lived among the dwarves.
But I remember
the conversation we just had 5 minutes ago, right?
The Cernephilin used to be like really, really hard, and now they're a playable race because of what Jeff was saying.
Yes.
So they used to be very, very closed off from society.
Mm-hmm. Shoot, they have magic resistance, third edition.
They're nasty little buggers in third edition.
All
they won't fight
have
you.
Magic resistance.
Well, right. They got 5e magic resistance.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, spell resistance.
Legit
yeah.
Resistance.
Yes.
Like that thing where you do damage to them, they're just like,
Nah, bro.
Nope. Sorry. Resistance. Oh, you did damage to me? No, you didn't. Sorry. Try again. You did how much? What? No. Didn't count. Kind of like the barbarian. What was that? Damage resistance 1, 2, 3, whatever the fuck that was.
Flat damage resistance, which is kind of lame because it only got up to like 5 or something.
Yeah.
It was handy.
Oh, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Anything else, man?
4 damage?
No, I think that was all the questions I had. Does anybody else have any?
Can make a history roll?
Sure.
On Blingdon Stone and Deep Gnomes. I don't imagine that they're being intentionally deceptive, but it's not like we haven't walked into places before having no idea what the fuck we're doing. And history is one of my roles. 16.
16? You're pretty sure that up until now, nobody has asked Jim Jar, Topsy, or Turvy anything about Deep Gnomes or Blingdon Stone or anything like that. And this
I tried to fuck Turvy. I'm pretty sure something would have came up in
you
conversation.
You tried to f*** Topsy. That would have been a whole other conversation.
Whatever. Pie is pie.
I'm with you on this, Maury. Put me in a butthole, man.
One part sword, one part butt plug.
Yeah. I mean, to be fair, it's just
I thought
like
the shape of your hilt was really weird.
Right? It's really ergonomic.
Any information you're going for in particular?
No, just in general. Just like, it seems like every place we visited has just been totally fucked. And I just like to identify it before it tries to kill us.
The history that they're relating seems legit.
Okay.
The inner workings of Blingdon Stone, you wouldn't have any
right.
idea.
Did any of them help out in Gauntlegrim most recently?
No. The Deep Gnomes set out from Mithril Hall probably about 10 years ago.
Okay.
And they've been down here since.
Gotcha.
There's very few left on the surface.
Okay.
At least I don't think there's a whole lot. This may be the expeditionary force that's going back to reclaim.
But this is basically your main home, yeah? There's not a... This is the largest settlement. This is your...
This is the ancestral home, yeah.
Okay.
Maury, all I'm saying is... Ever since I've known Deep Gnomes, they've been bad guys. Can you really trust two of them that are were-rats? I'm whispering telepathically, because that's a thing.
Yeah, I trust them.
But why?
Because we've saved each other's lives several times.
Deep Gnomes have always been bad guys, man.
No.
I'm like 3,000 years old. You got to trust me on this.
Yeah, you've been locked away for a while. I don't think you're up to date on the political situation of... Blingdon Stone.
I don't know. There's a reason I was trapped.
Okay. Well, I'm just saying there's not like a good circulation of periodicals down there. So like, well, you probably don't know what's been going on.
We're getting 5G now. So
fuck off.
I'm saying we'll fill it out. You know, we'll see how things go.
Okay. Well, that's my plan. And since I'm the one driving here, we're just going to do that. So
didn't you realize the rune on Harrison's sword stands for faster internet connection?
Yeah.
It's like that Bluetooth
one of
thing.
The runes is the Bluetooth icon.
It's a bastardization of a Nordic rune.
All of a sudden you're
like, it's the dude's initials that have been a,
that's a Nordic rune though.
No, it's after a Viking or not a Viking. Viking. Some ruler that tried to that united like the kingdoms.
His all of a sudden,
his name was Harold Bluetooth, and that's what his initials were.
All of a sudden,
the two runes put together.
All of a sudden, Harrison Sword just goes, "Boop!" It's like we got the internet. Dial 911. Get us the fuck out of here.
Got mail.
Just here, ba-ding, 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 ba-ding.
Yeah, the initials of Harold Bluetooth.
As you get
written in Scandinavian runes, we both just said the same thing.
3,000 years worth of text messages. You know Harrison Sword was active on Tinder.
Oh, yeah. Maybe Grindr. 3,000 years, man.
Pie is pie. Let's go.
Except when it's not pie.
What, mud pie?
Oh, I could have named him Tom Shanks.
Please tell me the sword also has multiple personalities.
He might now. Depends on who he's talking to.
Yeah. No, he's just talking to somebody with split personalities.
Yeah. He
starts picking he's going to start developing one.
God, I love the fact he gets two personalities. I want another one. Nice to meet you. I'm Tom Shanks, Harrison Ford's other brother. Say other brother.
Josh, if you want, I'll give him a will save to see if you take over.
Slowly but surely, we'll work that.
Your little brother's a dagger named Brad Slit.
Ah, there you go.
Oh, like good one. No, I don't have any other questions. We can go on to Blingdon Stone so Jeff can actually get somewhere this evening.
Yeah. by later that afternoon, you guys come to a large arch. 10-foot cut stone blocks forming an arch, probably about 25 feet tall. And he says, well, we're getting close.
Have we had a long rest? Like, is this several days later?
No, this is the...
Later
the,
that day?
This is the day that you left the Myconids.
Okay, cool.
No.
We're on the outskirts.
Wait, the day that we left the Myconids, was that a different day than when we fought Darendil?
No.
Like, in the morning.
No, that was
morning,
the same day.
Darendil. Still same day. You now should be at, like, 7 hit points or whatever.
No, I did some short resting, but... Well, right.
Just seems really convenient. These deep gnomes are leading you to their home when you're weak. That's all I'm saying.
I'm not weak. I have you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, I'm awesome. I'm just saying you're hurt.
That's Jim all. Jar starts heading for the arch. Come on, guys. This is the quarry.
I keep having a question, and then I fucking lose it. And it's been the same question like 4 times. Glabagool. Where's Glabagool? Did he ever follow us?
You left him in Gracklestone.
He was supposed to follow us. Did he follow us?
How would he know where to follow you?
His love of
you
me.
Told him to, his love you told of him me to wait by sense. The docks.
Okay.
Well, now that she's down here, he'll want to go back in the other room.
Go ahead.
Yeah, pretty much. I'm going to elbow Nexus.
Ow.
I wave my hand around in the air suggestively.
Right. I'll pop, what is it called? Detect magic.
You see some of the Fares-Rest radiation. Looks stronger inside the arch.
Okay, enough to know that if I threw a spell that it would fuck something up like it did before.
There is a good chance that it would inside there.
Okay.
Oh, God, what are you going to do?
It's hard telling.
I hope something.
I'm also wearing that helmet. What kind of surface thoughts am I getting off of the deep gnomes?
Jim Jar's wondering who's in here because he doesn't hear the sound of work.
What about the other two?
They are...
Just thinking of cheese.
How are we going to work? How are we going to talk our way back in?
Right.
Well, you guys can like hide in my pouch or something.
So I would look at Kira and just tell her, Ferris is pretty strong in there.
How close are we to Blingdon Stone?
About half a day's travel.
What time of day is it?
You've got the archway half a day out. You've got this.
Our territory extends out. This is our main quarry.
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 Quarry in use?
It doesn't sound like it.
Aye.
What are you digging for?
If only someone here knew about stones.
Quarry's another name for prey. Because they can hunt you down. They're evil. Just saying, Maury.
I mean, what would we know at all?
The stones. If you want to ask a question, ask a question.
So I said, would we know at all what they're digging the stones for?
After you, Mark.
What?
Are they just mining materials out of it?
I was coming up with sword names. I'm sorry. What are we doing?
Matt
Slayman.
Morik, just by looking in here, would know that this is a quarry for cut stone blocks. It was in service for years. Looks a little disused. There is you can see signs of traffic coming
and
going.
Is this limestone?
Go ahead.
So we're just
probably heavier than limestone. But
like a granite.
Yeah.
Walk right in there with a drow, huh?
Roll survival. Can I roll survival?
You can.
I just kind of want to see the activity because it's just like, that's not a very good one. Nine.
You can definitely see traffic.
Okay. It just strikes me as a bit odd. That's all. No other reason to stop. Jim Jar, carry on.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He's heading in.
All right.
I would also inform the other two that using magic in here is probably not the best of ideas. Once we get through the arch.
Don't tell me my business.
My business.
Look, I blew myself twice. Don't want to do it again.
I don't know. I blew myself twice. Well, blow me down. Okay.
You guys come in and there's a a very wide room. The walls are all squared off, like blocks have been cut from there.
Right.
You can see remnants of old wagons, very large blocky columns holding up the ceiling through the center of the room. What's the word?
It's very
Mines of Moria.
Yeah, that's what I'm getting.
No, it's a lot rougher than the Mines of Moria. It's not like ornately detailed.
But a similar concept.
Kind of. Underground quarries are cut in very particular ways. It's very straight lines, very clean cut.
Utilitarian.
Yes.
But you're saying this is different, or you're saying that's how it's described?
That's how this room is described. You can see boulders jutting up every once in a while. A couple of them right by the door. A few more interspersed throughout this main room. You can see light coming from deeper into the tunnel, heading further back into the mine.
I make an offhand comment to Eldith. It's not as pretty as when the dwarves do it.
No, definitely not.
Would you say that these mines are active at the moment?
I don't hear anybody digging.
Does that bother you as much as it bothers me?
Jim Jar doesn't seem to be bothered by it.
Our title track, Elders, is brought to you by Sleep for the Weary off their debut album, Nocturnes. Learn more about Sleep for the Weary at sleepfortheweary.com or by following the link on our homepage at rancorsbrothel.com. Enjoy the cards used during the podcast? Check out those and many other excellent Nord Games products at nordgamesllc.com. Tell them the Rancor's Brothel sent you. Want to support the podcast? Donate to the cause at patreon.com/rancors_brothel. Patrons receive exclusive content, the opportunity to play games with us, the chance to win unique prizes, and more. And don't forget to join in the conversation on Facebook by following the Rancor's Brothel and joining the group Fans of the Rancor's Brothel. Follow us on Twitter at @rancors_brothel and email your comments and suggestions to betweentwocrits@gmail.com. Be sure to like, subscribe, and share with your friends. Most of all, keep circulating the tapes. Much love, listeners. You live through me.